We have had a doozy of a day.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Here's Johnny!
Two.
Try the broth.
Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond. With the Big Ball Buddies and Greggy Death.
Finally, he's back.
I am one of your hosts, Johnny. As always, Jim Jam is here with us.
Jim Jam, yeah.
Yes, we have a special guest, big haired buddy Greg.
That's his new name, not Greggy Death no more.
Big haired buddy, yep.
Yeah, the big haired buddy Greg, because he's got long hair.
It's a badge of honor.
Yeah.
And he don't care.
We don't have any hair.
Except on our face. Got a little bit on my chin. And Greg has me tattooed on his arm. I'm just going to say that's who that is.
See, if we're going to bring that up, I think we got to bring
See, look, that's Jim Jam.
There's plenty of people watching this that probably know what this is, now given it's an old tattoo that needs touched up. But would you like to share what you thought of Jim Jam's goatee?
Oh, I said it's just a chubby guy with a shitty goatee.
Anyway.
Are you shaming me because I can't grow a beard?
Always.
I can't grow sideburns.
Is that why it's only... Oh, you got the goatee too, see?
That's why I rock
the goatee.
Fuck
you, Johnny. Goatee.
He's got
goatee,
a nice
bros.
Goatee. Look how long it is.
I could grow it like that, but I had an interview for a very
Jimmy,
professional...
Johnny, don't
Jimmy,
be a size queen.
Jimmy, this is a lie. I've never seen your goatee long. I've seen it kind of long, and that was like 10 months to get that long.
Yeah, it takes a while. How long did it take you to grow yours?
I was clean shaving yesterday.
Oh, you lying motherfucker. You lying motherfucker.
You gotta watch this on YouTube or Spotify.
Or on Tingler Television.
Or on Tingler Television.
Yeah.
I would like...
Tingler Television.
I'm going... Since we're all here... We haven't been all day. I'd like to apologize to you two for the menudo.
And he's not,
I didn't think
he's
it was
not talking
be bad.
About the Ricky Martin band either.
We tried menudo out of a can.
It's
and
shit.
I always wanted to try it. It's so
Why would you want to try it?
Because I don't know. It's a Mexican like national dish.
It smells like they just took a shit in the can. Because it has corn in it and everything.
Has your
it has
curiosity
comedy.
Been quenched? Are we done with
I'm
it?
Menudo.
We're moving forward past
menudo. What's your next adventure, Johnny, that you want
to... Well, I still want to get cheeseburger in a can. The cheeseburger?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Can't find them. Cannot find them. And, well, we're going to do Strawman one day. But we're going to do it right. We're going to get the pita bread. We're going to get the sour cream, the onions, and the potatoes. We're going to do it. And you open it underwater. And I think you kind of, like, rinse the fish off.
Because once you rinse a fish off, it's his bone, so there's nothing to eat.
What?
I think you gotta just eat it, man.
No. We're gonna do it. I wanna do it legit like they would do over in Sweden. Like, I wanna give it a chance.
Their taste buds are probably similar to the people in England that like to drink cleaner.
What? What are you talking about?
Remember when we got the box from,
And
we tasted the soda from, like, the Tingler soda? Whatever it was, tasted like straight cleaner.
Yeah, there was some bad stuff. But,
yeah, it was...
Hey, biscuits and crisps.
And their chips are fries. Potato fries.
So, I'm trying to fucking apologize to you guys.
Okay, well, hold on, because there's more to this story. I need a better apology, because there was also pickle ice cream, which was shite. There was jalapeno peanut brittle.
Jimmy, they got me to buy that, and I just forgot.
It looked like
about
gremlin
it.
Shit.
I forgot that I even had that. Okay.
Okay.
Apology
accepted.
I was told here's jalapeno brittle, and it's like we can make a video out of this.
I don't feel sincerity in it, so.
And I really apologize for the menudo. The other stuff I don't apologize for. Fuck y'all on the other stuff. That shit wasn't bad at all. I mean, was it good?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't even... I don't think he even apologized for the gefilte fish. This is sincere.
I'm not apologizing for the gefilte fish. That was just mercury
that
flavor.
That was a soggy fish meatball.
Yeah, it was bad. I'm not going to say it, but there's no need to apologize for that. The menudo, I'm sorry for you tasting...
Straight shit.
Yeah, intestinal tract shit.
Like today. I said, man, it was like sumo girl's thong. Just wrung out.
And I didn't think they would sell poop-flavored stuff in a can at Walmart.
It was
bought that at Walmart?
Shit. Yeah. I bought it at Walmart over a year ago.
That's probably why it's even worse.
I bought it a year ago. It had a 20-25 shelf life.
Could you imagine?
Which tells you a lot of stuff about how good it is.
Could you imagine what it tastes like in 2026?
I hope I get powers.
I don't know what kind powers. Of... You'll shit and it'll become strings.
I hope
and
I you'll turn be able into to Ricky control Martin. Them.
You'll be like the new Gen V. She controls blood. I don't know if anybody's watching.
Yeah, yeah.
But it'll be shit. So you'll have to shit your pants and
he's
it'll
gonna
come
be like,
out.
Oh,
you have no option but to be a villain.
What's the Octa?
Shit is your superpower. Is it
Dr. Octa or whatever?
Dr. Octa.
But instead of coming out of the back, it's coming out of your butthole.
Yeah.
You have to watch Gen V. Like, it's blood, but it splatters down. So the shit, once it loses its power, it'll just.
Yeah. You can't, like, stop a bank robbery and then shit the bank and be like, it'll help. I'll be on my way, everyone.
Yeah. So it's you robbing the bank with shit.
Yeah.
But you'd wear a mask, right? Like a good...
Only
like
thing that can identify you is by your butthole.
You'd have to.
But you'd wear like an airtight mask, and then you'd have to eat menudo all the time so that your bowels are just so fucked up.
This is the struggle.
Yeah.
This is the real struggle of being a
super Because
villain.
It would have to be like, I mean, more liquid. Because like, if it was solid and you just slapped some... Like, what if you ate a bunch of steak... And then you went out and fought crime. You just slapped him with shit bats.
What if you like really, really focused on your fiber intake and you could club him with it, right?
Yeah, shit bats. Just it would smash. Who's making this fucking movie? Who's making this comic book?
Hey, with the shit I've seen recently, I think we can easily make a shit.
Remember,
movie.
Somebody reached out to us wanting to do like. Trying to do a movie that was where like
the dude had a butthole for a mouth.
Yeah, and he's shitting their. Yeah,
been done. Preacher did that, right? The kid looked like he had a butthole for a mouth, and there was something else with a girl. The girl had a butthole for a mouth. I don't remember what that
about,
was.
I thought she was talking about the girl that had teeth in her pussy.
But her mouth that actually was a butthole, like it legit was.
So she liked anal. She gave head and anal at the same time.
It was a terrifying image. It was awful.
Well, hey, that'd be a good transition.
Oh. You got
more anal?
No, for Terrifier.
Oh, I'll just mind my business over here while y'all talk about that.
No, well, you could express your feelings on this movie, this franchise.
Not a fan. I'm not a fan.
Well,
you don't like Art the Clown?
No. No, I do not.
I mean, technically, a mime is a clown.
He's very mimey.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a mime.
He's a mime.
And they even mentioned it in Terrifier 2. We've talked about this before.
They did mention it in Terrifier 2, but Terrifier 2, like, tell me this. Do you actually think it was a good movie, or do you just like it for the gore?
I don't even like it for the gore.
See, I think most people like it for the gore, and the shock factor, but if you...
Well, I mean,
watched a lot of horror movies.
He's
kind of
funny to me, the way he does shit.
Yeah, I like how he, yeah.
You like the clown.
I like the humor.
And the actor that plays him, he was pretty cool.
I thought the actress was really hot. So.
The one with the wings?
That was...
She's very attractive.
Very painful to suffer through her whole story of that movie.
It was, now, the story was a little out there, and that was one of the issues we talked about where, like, the story, I don't know, like, it kind of didn't make sense. And then at the very, very end where he was a baby, or like a head, I don't understand how that's going to work. But Terrifier 3 is going to return with a Christmas theme next Halloween. 2024 Halloween, it will be here, and it's going to be a Christmas movie.
Maybe we should all go to the theaters and watch it, Greg.
But could you see why people would get sick watching it?
Especially the scene in the bedroom.
If they ate menudo before. hand.
But like, if you was an average like person, and then like you didn't watch a lot of horror movies, but you've been hearing about this movie, and then you went to the Olive Garden and ate a shitload of fettuccine Alfredo, and then you went and watched Terrifier 2, and you seen him like fucking sawing on the girl's leg. Like, you can see
what people are doing. Well, yeah, I mean, we hear about this when movies come out, like, people are passing out watching it, or, like, each of the killer, they handed out barf bags, like, at the premiere. Yeah.
You think that was more of a gimmick?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it happened. Just that weak stomach.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I think it happened, so therefore, you always amplify it and ramp it up and then put it out everywhere, right? Like, as a movie person. As if you own the movie, you're going to do that.
If you make, like, gore-based horror and someone pukes watching your movie, you're fucking stoked.
Yeah, gotta be.
Like, that's... Yeah, you want that to happen.
Because I'm not into gore. Like, I've said it many times on here. Gore is not my thing.
I love fun gore. I love gore done right. I don't like gore for gore's sake.
Is Friday the 13th gory?
Not really.
Like, where he's like... bashing people.
I think some people would consider it.
I think,
but if you think about it, everyone's favorite kill from that whole franchise has zero blood, zero gore.
Where the guy gets his head knocked off?
No, the sleeping bag.
Oh, fuck that kill. The guy gets his head knocked off is the best kill in the whole fucking world.
That's probably my number two.
That is my number one fucking favorite.
Halloween Hollow, we have the
but the sleeping bag thing, I understand, because that was something new. Totally never seen. Yeah.
It's a great kill.
Dude, that zipper on that sleeping bag is fucking strong as fuck, though.
Well.
To stay holding.
You know, back in the day.
No, Jason's so strong.
They made him good back in the day.
But Jason was so strong that he was able to pick him up.
Just but Kane Hodder said that he had issues holding it because he had the gloves of Jason's hand.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
Yeah.
Wearing it'd be super hard. Seems like they would have, like, sewed some straps on to where he could hold it. But yet, it's still kind of strapped to his hand, and it would have made it a lot easier because it'd be super simple for someone in the movies to sew, right?
Let's go back to Jason Takes Manhattan for a second in this boxing match scene, okay?
Yeah.
Right? Because that dude was kind of smoking Jason there for a minute.
Yeah.
Right?
He was like firing him up, son, but he was hitting the mask.
He's hitting the mask. He's lighting him up. So was Jason giving him the old rope-a-dope?
Yes.
Just the old rope-a-dope the whole time.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, right? Like, let's let him think.
Yeah.
Let the audience think, he got him. He's going to get away. This one's getting away. This motherfucker getting away.
He's going to jab his way to freedom.
Yeah. And he got his fucking block knocked off.
Yeah, one punch.
Yeah. Never.
Got that one-hitter quitter.
And as a kid, seeing that, I was just like, that
it was the coolest thing ever.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the one kill that stuck with me more.
Yep.
Besides the porta potty kill, and then the bed kill that makes zero sense because the bed wasn't that far down, but yet he was able to spin his machete on top of his stomach, in between that and the mattress, and jab up.
Maybe he gave it the old
slice down,
scoopy. The old scoopy up.
He's so strong.
But here's the thing. If you had a bunch of room, Jason's a big fella.
Well, that's true.
So, the old Scoopy. It doesn't really work. So, that's my only issue with, kill.
When we start trying to look at reality, these movies, we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, that's why I'm just... But, you know, I thought about that. And it's like, maybe he took and slid it and, like, You would still cut through the bed.
I had a friend the other day, we were talking about the
Chucky
show.
But then again,
it's
a boss friend.
And there was like a kill or something, and she mentioned, she was like, that would never happen like that. And I'm like, we're talking about a killer fucking doll.
Oh, Chucky.
Right? And we're worried about like some completely random thing that, that would never happen. Well,
I'm the same way though.
Yeah.
You watch a fake movie in a fake reality in a fake dimension. And I'm still like,
there better be some reality, some base reality.
Cannot fucking kill him like that. Come on.
Yeah.
How did he shoot that in the curve? No way.
What was that movie? It was more of a sci-fi, but they could curve. Or...
Wanted.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was poop.
I like that movie.
Doesn't that got McAvoy in it?
It's got Angelina Jolie, that's all.
My whole thing is like, you don't have to think during that movie. You can just watch and enjoy people getting killed.
Yeah.
It's like a Steven Seagal movie. Dude. Horrible. But
I never realized when he talks how ridiculous he sounds.
Yeah, he's fucking... It's totally ridiculous. My dad loved him. So, like, watching the movies, you know, like, it's more nostalgia. Because my dad loved watching. Because there was a little kung... There's a little karate, you know, there's a little kung fu in there.
He is a badass fat guy. That dude is very fat.
But when he was younger, he was legit. Yeah. He was more legit. Now, his movies are...
But Aikido's never been, it's always been iffy of being even a legit martial artist.
He looks so stiff, too, but he's just like... Yeah, and he's so slow with it. It's just like...
I just watched an interview with him yesterday where he was saying he didn't consider Michael Jai White a... actual martial artist or tough guy.
Yeah, and that's because they don't like each other. Because Michael Jai White said something bad about
Michael
him.
Michael Jai White whooped his ass.
Oh, he fucking destroyed him. Michael Jai White is still jacked. Yeah. That motherfucker should have played Blade.
That's Black fucking Dynamite.
Yeah, he should have played Blade.
He also said, I think Seagal also said that he could take Norris, Chuck Norris, so.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some delusion going on.
You don't know if it's like a character. Or if he actually believes that shit.
Do you think he dyes his hair?
Believes it.
Yeah, he dyes it. He dyes his goatee, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. You can tell that's dyed.
I was being...
Like now he does the movies and like... He's like in a scene, but like they don't show him fighting anymore.
Yeah.
It's all hand shit. So, yeah, it's pretty bad now.
He still does movies?
Oh, he puts out one or two movies a year.
Van Damme's still a badass, though.
He's on TikTok now.
Van Damme will always be one.
Is that actually him? That's not him.
You think that's just a lookalike?
Yeah, that's not him.
Van Damme?
No, on TikTok.
He's on TikTok.
There's a guy that sits there on lives and just talks.
It might be him. He does some cool shit.
No, he just fucking sits there. I don't believe that's him.
JCVD was a really cool concept. It was a really cool show. And then, you know, he's one of the skins in the new Mortal Kombat, which is really fucking cool because they've always tried to get him in Mortal Kombat.
Hey, you know the kid... Was it Kickboxer or Bloodsport? Is that... Which one was he?
Both.
Well, which one is which the one that's got the jacked Asian?
Both.
Bloodsport.
Bloodsport.
Yeah. He's thinking of Bloodsport.
Oh, you're thinking... Oh, yeah,
That last scene of the movie where...
Chinese Hercules.
Yeah, I was about to say the Asian villain of every kung fu movie.
Man, I was telling my son, I was like, dude, you gotta watch this fucking... The best fight scene ever. And I hadn't watched it in years. And I watched it and I'm like... I didn't realize how much slow-mo they used back in the day.
Oh, yeah, no, man. Like, when you watch, you know, kids today, now they can watch The Raid, which has the greatest fighting I've ever seen in a movie. But back in the day, we had... That was the legit shit, though. That was... Bloodsport was legit as fuck.
We thought that was the best ever, and then I'm sitting there and like...
Oh, well, my dad loved it. He was in karate. So I was like, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
My son was looking at me like, what are you talking about? But this is terrible.
Just when like the slow-mo of him yelling like that.
There was always one move that was like, no one could come back from it, right? The jump kick or something. It was like, that's going to lay him out. My God, he did the jump kick. And you're like, now it's like, everyone's doing jump kicks. It doesn't even matter.
But the Chinese guy, I always really liked him. He did a lot of movies. I watched the history.
He's still jacked, ain't he?
No, not as much, but like, you know, he was big deal in China. I think he moved to California. He got out of China. He lives in California. His net worth's only like $1 million or $2, but like he lives, you know what I'm saying?
Only beating all three of us combined.
But living in like California, Los Angeles, probably not that much money.
Yeah, it's probably not so great.
But yeah.
We'll move on to something that's going to be awesome, hopefully. Ghostbusters Afterlife sequel.
Yeah.
Promo teases something strange. We will go over to this real quick and watch this on X. So, yeah, we're going to mute this much.
Power on. Auxiliary in.
Hey, we've already seen this.
Yeah.
So
that was dope, though. I love the logo.
Like, we seen the logo fucking months ago.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what
They just released that on Halloween, so I guess.
So there is the rumor that it's called Frozen Empire. I don't know.
It's going to be in New York.
It's going to be in New York, yeah. So Frozen Empire kind of makes sense with the Frosty logo and everything.
So they're going to have a ghost that'll freeze stuff.
Maybe.
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger coming back?
We can only hope.
Oh, Mr. Freeze. We need a Batman Ghostbusters trend.
I am. This is probably the movie I'm most excited about right now. For real. Because, you know, me and my son are huge Ghostbusters fans. I've been playing Rise of the Ghost Lord on Quest, the VR Ghostbusters game.
We got a VR Quest. Jameson's wanting to get the Quest, too.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's where you can. Something different about it, where you can actually play games in reality or something.
The AR, augmented reality. Yeah. So the Quest 3 does that. The two does it a little bit, but...
Oh, so it's the 3 that he's wanting.
Yeah, the 3 is the new one.
But, you should, if you like Ghostbusters, you should try to become a Tennessee Ghostbuster.
Yeah, so, about that, we'll definitely need a second job. Because Ghostbusters props are not cheap.
Well, if you talk to Phil, he will help you.
But this is a good segue into the HasLab stuff.
Yep.
Speaking of Ghostbusters props.
Ghostbusters Plasma Series. HasLab 2 in the box. Ghost Trap and PKE meter. You can have it yours. You got 37 days and 9 hours and 58 minutes. It's $2.99.
You'll have 35 days.
Yeah, when it comes out.
But this is like legit replica, like movie replica props.
I'll show you
for that. your outfit, your just to display. I don't think they're metal though, right? They're plastics, right? Like they're toys.
I think they'll have some metal components.
But like the edging, like that looks metal right there. That's plastic.
This is as close as you're going to get to an exact like movie replica.
Unless you was able to design your own.
Will the PKE meter actually work?
Yeah, lots of it. You can hit the button over there. You know.
There's a huge modding community for the HasLab did the pack where you can actually change out parts of it to make it more movie accurate, more screen accurate, and I'm sure they're already eyeballing these things, planning on modding them.
Yeah, and if you don't know what HasLab, you just go to... I just typed in HasLab.
Yep.
This one is HasLab, and it'll come up.
Yeah.
HasbroPulse.com. But they do stuff like this where they have to get amount of people to back it, or they just won't do it. They're the reason why the Optimus Prime Transformer truck ever happened, where he actually changes in. You could have got it if you got on ground level. It's a lot cheaper to get in on this crowdfunding thing, because if it don't happen, then you don't lose your money. It's not like Indiegogo or Kickstarter. They're going to fucking make it.
But if it does happen, you're not going to get it for $2.99.
No, if you don't back it, like, this right here will be $500.
Easy.
It'll always double in price.
You ordered this?
No, I haven't. I'm still thinking about it.
Well, if you get this, then that's two things you can put on your belt for your Ghostbusters outfit.
I'm just like the lackey Ghostbuster. I just follow around with traps and the PKE meter.
The new guy.
The new guy let everyone else have the proton pack.
But you're eventually going to get the proton pack.
Now what you'll do is you'll go get the cheap costume and it'll have the blow up one. And you'll have legit.
Okay. All right.
PKE and trap.
Let's see where you're going.
And then you'll have a training proton pack.
You know what?
And then you'll put training on your outfit.
Look, while we're talking about this, I've been shopping for like the HasLab Proton Pack, and I always look on Facebook Marketplace. Okay, now there are some atrocious homemade proton packs on there. So let me just say
oh
this for
my
one.
God. I'd love.
Let me say, for starters, if someone if you made this for your kid, props to you for being a badass parent, right? For, like, taking the time to make your kid's outfit or whatever. Like, I love that. But could you at least fucking try to make it look like the source material? You know what I'm saying? So here's the first one. I don't know how well we can see it.
No.
So, you know, they at least kind of tried to get the cyclotron.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, the wand. I don't even know what's going on with the wand there, but... Okay, so there's...
People would understand.
So does it get worse?
Yeah.
People would understand what that is.
So, and then we have this thing, which is actually... There's a kid wearing it. Trying to get all... Like,
maybe the kid made it.
Out of here. But what the fuck is this thing? Like, what's wrong with it? Well, okay, so I'm assuming... They try to make a cyclotron. They put it way off to the side for some reason. For some reason, there's a whole light on the side.
It's a kid's freaking...
If you're going to do it right, motherfucker.
That's all I'm saying. Like, that thing ain't fucking catching a ghost. It ain't catching it. It's catching a fucking beatdown by some Ghostbuster bullies when they see you with your busted-ass proton pack. Look, I'm just saying.
Is that worse than that, or is that about the worst thing you've seen?
See, those are bad, but see, okay, here's a good one. I don't know if they... This looks like they probably took the...
That's really good.
Yeah, it's really good, right? So it looks like they probably took, like, the Spirit Halloween and kind of modded it, but source material, right?
Why is it so dirty?
It looks like a fucking proton pack. That's all I'm saying, right?
Was their shit that dirty?
I mean, a giant marshmallow person blew up on them. Their shit gets dirty.
Yeah, but they don't live in dirt. They live in a big city.
Well, not in Afterlife. In Afterlife, the dude fucking Egon's a dirt farmer.
Well, I mean, I like the new Ghostbusters.
Too fucking shade, buddy.
It made me.
I like the new Ghostbusters, but shade. I'm going to say this.
Did you cry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I cry.
I cry every time I watch it.
But
Johnny has no feelings, so
he didn't cry.
It's a beautiful fucking movie.
Yeah,
it's a good movie, but the original is
beautiful.
Is my like, source. Of
it was like my
Johnny, source. You need to be in touch with your feelings.
No, I can understand why people cried.
Why can't you just let it go?
Come on, buddy. Let's have a good cry.
I want to see you.
I mean, it was kind of.
I don't know if I see Johnny cry, I'd probably fucking ball my.
I've cried.
Let me.
Oh my God.
Come here.
Okay.
Jim Jam, get the other side.
Shit.
Come on. Let it out.
I love you guys.
Let it out, buddy. Let it out. Yeah, there it is. All right. Get it. There it is. All right.
Okay, the hug's done. So I'm not crying no more. So I'm not getting hugged.
Okay, we got it.
He only cries when he's getting hugged.
Yeah.
Now someone that's going to see us at a con is going to come up and hug
you. When Iron Man died, I cried. Well,
did you cry more when Iron Man died or when Peter Parker disappeared?
I probably teared up on both.
Yeah, that was rough.
I mean, because the Peter Parker one, I don't want it. That, woo!
Oh, yeah.
That's hard. 13 Reasons Why, that movie, or that TV show, I only watched the first season. Definitely cried in that. That's why I don't watch shit like that. Because it's too fucking emotional.
Is Marvel ever going to be able to fucking catch that again?
No.
That magic? I don't think they can.
Damn, I was trying to think of... there's been another movie recently where, like, I didn't cry, but, like, you could feel, you know, sad.
Slaughterhouse kind of got me a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Slaughterhouse, new movie. I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
We did.
A few weeks ago.
I
haven't got to watch
it. I absolutely
love it.
Did I send you it? Hulu?
It's on Hulu.
Did I send you that? Hulu. Or did you already know about it?
I think you might have sent it to me, but I already knew about it. Okay. But I wasn't super stoked about it. Like, I thought it was going to be just really dumb. But it's really dumb in a really smart way. Like, they knew it was dumb and really embraced it and made a magical fucking movie.
So they wasn't clowning around when they made that one, huh?
See what you did there, and I'm going to just skate right past it. Yeah.
So let's skate right past it and into a chainsaw. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game promo teases edition teases an addition of new characters, new map. There we go. I got it out. Took me a while.
Please tell me I can play as Matthew McConaughey.
That would be great.
What are we talking about?
Look up.
Oh.
That would be awesome.
Like, I'm going to say this. Texas Chainsaw Massacre game is okay. There's only two maps that I got to play on. And it gets a little boring. And then you don't get to even practice, so you don't know where fucking shit is. So if you suck to begin with, and people have been playing it, you're going to get in there, and they're going to know where everything is, and you don't know where shit is. So you're going to die. Or they're going to get away.
Yeah.
So, it like, you don't get to see the map. You don't get a fucking... You know what I'm saying? Like, just a sense of where anything... And I understand, if you're an actual victim, you're not going to know where anything is. But if I'm fucking living in the house, I should know where shit is. Right? So, yeah. It's kind of fucking annoying.
You play it for a while, and then you figure...
And I paid fucking $40 for this fucking game. And it's... Yeah.
See, I'm holding out for Killer Clowns, because that looks
when is that going to release?
They haven't given a date yet. They've shown some new footage not too long ago. It looks
utterly clowns, amazing. Yeah, they answered the door and they had a big stack of pizzas.
Yeah,
you know, we watched the trailer for it.
I did before I left though. Downloaded the RoboCop game.
I seen someone playing that. I didn't know if it was legit.
Yeah, so it looks super good. I've heard really good things about it. I'm
what
going
is it
to
on?
Shoot someone in the dick.
Is it on PS5?
Yeah.
Is it free?
No. Yeah. Definitely not free.
How much is it?
$60-$70.
Yeah. There's a $60 regular edition, and then there is a $70 Alex Murphy edition that gives you different skins and stuff.
Wasn't RoboCop in Mortal Kombat also?
Yeah, he was in the last one.
He was very nimble, huh?
New Mortal Kombat, first DLC's coming out next week.
What do you think about the RoboCop movie, the remake?
Did not hate it as much as I thought I was going to. Like, it's okay, you know, as far as remakes and stuff go, but...
You know, that's like 2013.
Yeah. No, it makes me feel very
long time ago.
Someone real cool made it though, right?
I don't know who made it. I didn't think it was that bad of a movie, and people hated it, and I was just like, it's a fucking updated movie, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like Total Recall, the new one. Like, I don't...
It's 2014.
Yeah. It's before my dad passed away. I just knew that it was...
Jose?
Because me and my dad got to go watch it. But...
That's the guy that made it.
What else has he done?
But, like, the Total Recall movie that was remade was a lot worse than the remake of the RoboCop. And I loved RoboCop as a kid.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, fucking loved it.
Elite Squad. He made a lot of action movies.
The nuke, you know, like, just the whole aspect of nuke and all that. And then fucking, I was hoping a part two would come up just so that they could have got more into that.
Yeah.
And then you had the kid drug lord. I mean, that was fucking awesome. Like, you didn't see that shit.
And he looked badass.
Yeah.
He did look cool. So, you know, that's always a plus. But,
yeah, so, I don't know. Where was I going with this? I don't know where I was going with it. But.
So, why do y'all think it's easier to write a remake than just a full-blown sequel? Because in a remake, you have to change just enough, right, to kind of make it original, while, you know, respecting the source material. They always say that shit. To me, that seems way more complicated than just making a really cool fucking sequel that I think people would enjoy more. Right? I don't need another...
I think because you already have source material, and then you don't have to be original. It's easier to copy than
Texas Chainsaw Massacre reboots do we fucking need? You
know
what
I'm
saying?
We only got one, though.
Do we?
Reboots. A reboot is different than a remake.
No, because that one with, what's her name? The one with the pretty eyes. She said, do your thing, cuz. She was chained up with her tits falling out.
Is that not every Texas Chainsaw movie? That's like...
You know about the 2009?
Yeah.
Was it 2009?
One with Trey Songz.
Oh, no, no. Or was it 2013?
Where he was in the basement of the house.
They did like three prequels in a row, didn't they? They did Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then like Leatherface. 2003
with Jessica Biel.
You weren't talking about that.
Yeah, Jessica Biel.
You said pre.
Yeah, that's a reboot.
They made so
fucking Jessica Biel's good looking. She had pretty eyes, though. I don't know if she does, man.
I guess.
No, it's Alexandra Daddario.
Oh, Daddario.
Okay, I was thinking of her.
Her.
Alexandra Daddario.
I'm not looking at her. I don't even look at her.
Why? She's fucking gorgeous.
I refuse to accept she even exists.
Because she's that pretty?
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, did you see her in True Detective?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you saw True Detective.
Anyway,
Woody Harrelson.
Look, let's get back on track. Can I play as Matthew McConaughey?
No.
In the game. No? I don't get, like, the vacuum cleaner leg remote control thing going on?
Yeah, I would... But it... We should... It'd be cool to see him reprise his role.
Did he
die in that movie?
He should have won a fucking Oscar for that. That is legit some of the best acting I've ever fucking seen in my life. I'm not even lying. To know that that's Matthew McConaughey, and I mean, he plays batshit crazy... Better than you'll ever fucking see in that movie. Absolute lunatic.
Yeah, there
is. Yeah, he's amazing in that. Now, yeah. given that addition to the franchise is weird as fuck. That's a weird movie.
Is that the one that... Yeah, does this have... Who else is in it?
Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
That alone is just a weird actor.
Yeah.
Which one is... Dennis Hopper's in too. Yeah, he's the one, he was in there with old Stretch, right?
I don't fucking know that.
Yeah, I just remember
I did not
him.
See that movie.
He had like remote controls for his leg.
I did not see that movie.
Matthew McConaughey did?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
it. I gotta watch it again.
I haven't seen the majority of Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies.
He is the whole reason to watch that movie. I mean, he's amazing.
It's in the original.
Maybe he sells Winkers,
part two.
I love part two because of Dennis Hopper.
I've seen the latest one. We broke it down. The one that was on Netflix.
It's great just for the bus scene.
I just thought it just making fun of fucking millennials or Gen Z, whatever
Which
they are.
Which a lot of millennials got real butthurt over. That's why they don't like it.
But Jimmy's a millennial.
Yeah,
technically.
I don't claim it.
The whole thing about the millennial Gen X thing, I don't know if I'm a millennial or Gen X because I was born in 1980, but if you look at different fucking timelines, I'm millennial and then I'm Gen X. And I think it depends on if someone that was born in like 1982 does the list or if somebody that was born in 1979 does the list.
I'm 80 also, and we're usually cut off at 79, it feels like.
And I don't really give a fuck because I'll be a millennial because I have the struggles of a fucking millennial. So... I don't really care. I like avocado toast. And
I do like avocado toast.
And I can't buy a home because I don't make enough money. So, therefore, I feel the fucking struggle. And then when I do make enough money, the housing prices double. So, now I don't make enough money again. So, fuck you, government.
This sucks, man. You know, when you make $20 an hour, you can barely fucking live.
Yeah. You got to have... What I hate about shit now is you pretty much have to have dual income.
Yeah.
Unless you got in on your home when you could buy one at $35,000, you got lucky and was able to have a down payment or get assistance to buy a home for like $50,000.
Wait till you get a hefty raise, though, and then they bump you into a new tax bracket.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like all for nothing. And you're just like...
You sound like you live this.
So depressing.
Oh, yeah.
So depressing.
Yeah. Bro, Uncle Sam's going to get his money.
Yeah. Taxation's theft. Everyone's home.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not going to say down with the government, though.
We'll start getting attention then.
Yeah. Speaking of attention, Thanksgiving is coming up. Halloween's over. It's fucking done.
Dang.
We got a whole year to go.
Shut your mouth.
Got a fucking year to go. And Thanksgiving's coming up. So you need to go watch the Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah. And don't try to skip the fucking bird for Christmas. You kill the fucking bird first, right? You gotta have Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I'm tired of people getting their Halloween
people already
shit
got
down.
Christmas shit up.
See, that's bullshit.
People already have it.
Bullshit.
Like, people putting Christmas shit up on Halloween night.
Thanksgiving is the greatest holiday. You get food and football, and that's it.
Oh, yeah. That food, is
football and
fucking
a fucking nap.
I would say this. That
I
is
eat
what,
food any time of the year.
No, man. Look, it's different.
Can you get... Well, you don't eat probably dressing.
I do, too.
You eat dressing?
Yes.
How many stuffing, times a year
hold on, hold on. Is it stuffing or dressing that you eat?
Is there a difference?
Yes. Stuffing is cooked on the stove, and dressing is baked in the oven.
Yeah, I eat baked all the time.
Okay. All the time?
Yeah. Whenever she makes it.
Okay. Jim Dan don't eat dressing like with big pieces of onion and hard-boiled egg and...
The eggs are not alone.
But, like,
You got an onion problem?
He don't like texture. He loves the flavor of onions. But he don't like... But if you mix the onion up...
And it's soft, how
he...
It,
he would,
okay,
he would,
so if we, like, emulsify...
Yes.
That Carolina Reaper.
No. But still, no. The texture part of that one's not getting me. The heat part is what's getting me. It's going to hurt.
But Thanksgiving, Eli Roth's Thanksgiving got an R rating for violence and gore.
That's a good thing, right?
That is a good thing. That's way better than Five Nights at Freddy. November 17th is when this movie's hitting theaters. 2 weeks.
So this is...
A week and a half.
This is the second fake trailer movie from Grindhouse to be made, right? Machete was the first one.
Oh, yeah.
And now we have Thanksgiving. What was the third trailer? It was Rob Zombie did it, right? It was like
werewolf,
the Nazi werewolf women or something.
The one I want to see made that was a fake trailer is Hand Job Cabin.
That's fucking hilarious.
Where is that from?
It's just
that
a fucking,
someone made it.
Just made someone made a movie trailer called Hand Job Cabin.
Dude,
as a total joke.
You have not seen this?
But hold on.
Have I not sent it?
Oh, but
I'm about to grace your DMs.
So this is not going to have a Grindhouse film. Feel.
No, it looks good.
From what I heard, because someone was saying that Grindhouse didn't do well, or whatever the movie that he originally did didn't do that well. I hadn't seen it, so.
Grindhouse?
Well, it didn't do well in theaters.
I went and saw it in the theater and thought, because I still think that's the most pure, best way to see it.
Yeah.
Like, with the trailers in between each movie. Like, it was a really cool experience, because they've largely stayed true to not releasing those fucking trailers unless you were in the theater.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I'm sure on YouTube now you can probably find the original trailers, but it was a cool experience in theater.
That would be a cool experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, so November 17th, what's your favorite part about Thanksgiving? Let us know. Hit us up at 931-325-9755. Leave us a voicemail or text us. Let us know what your favorite part of Thanksgiving is. Is it turkey, dressing, or is it ham?
And if you need to rent a boyfriend to show off to the family...
Then Greg just told us he's a prostitute.
Oh, yeah, boyfriend. No. He didn't say he was giving you sex.
Yeah, no. And you don't even have to pay me, right? Like, I just want the food. So, I'll just show up.
That would be pretty badass.
And
I will sign up for that.
I'll hold your hand. I'll...
Yeah,
you know,
snuggle.
Stand pretty in front of your grandma.
I'll kiss you on the cheek.
Hug your mom.
Tell them that this is the best woman I've ever met in my whole life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, fuck, I'll propose to you if you want.
That would be fucking epic. And then, during Christmas, you can slap me in the face and say that you caught me cheating.
Yeah.
And I will run out crying.
Well, I'll grab the fruitcake and then run out.
I won't grab no fruitcake. Yeah. I will slam the fucking mashed potatoes on the ground and fucking run out.
Hey, Greg, when we're done with this, we're going to record a promo video for you for Thanksgiving and boyfriend. And we're going to put it on the Big Ball Buddy.
It's out there. You know, once you throw it out in the universe, that's all we got to do. It's out there.
Yeah, it's out there.
I just want to put it on TikTok because I think it'd be funny.
Yeah, but now, like, it's got to be legit, right? Like, family's got to do up to Thanksgiving. Don't be, you know, bringing me over to no KFC fucking shit, okay? Like, there's got to be a legit turkey. It can be the Popeyes turkey. That's fine, but...
Well, I want to try that.
Yeah, it's got to be legit.
Oh. Do you eat green bean casserole, Jim Dan?
No, I do not.
Yeah,
that sounds so terrible.
What?
It's just green beans and the fried onions and fucking cream mushroom soup.
I only like tater tot casserole.
What the fuck is it?
Wait, are you just talking about hamburger and cream of mushroom soup or cream of chicken soup?
Cream of chicken.
You put that on tater tots?
Yeah. No. You take ground beef. What I do, take ground beef, cream of mushroom soup, peas, or green beans.
Killed it with that.
Well, that's the real tater tot, Catherine. You got to have vegetables. Jimmy, people eat fucking vegetables. Mix all that together. Yeah, it's fucking mind-blowing. Mix all that together, pour it in a 9x13 pan, and then you layer your tater tots on it. You can get about 94 tater tots.
So this is, it's kind of like shepherd's pie.
And then you bake it, yeah. Well, yeah. And then you bake it and get the tater tots all crispy.
This is like hood rat fucking.
No, this is a fucking Midwest potluck dinner, you asshole. Hood rat
fucking ghetto ass.
This is fucking Midwest fucking casseroles.
I like cabbage casserole myself.
What the fuck are we talking about here? This is the most Midwest fucking thing I've ever heard.
You put white rice, hamburger, cabbage, cover that bitch with fucking tons of cheddar cheese.
I grind it with cheese.
Hey, chili dog casserole is really good.
I don't think I can eat hot dogs anymore, guys.
I don't. I choose not to.
I'll be honest. Like, every time I eat a hot dog now, the back of my foot starts hurting. it's some sort of fucking gout or something. Like, whatever's in there, it's like inflammation. And, like, the heel of my foot will hurt like a motherfucker. Probably,
yeah. They're way too... I try to avoid a lot of processed stuff. And that's,
I think,
like,
it's the
most processed food there is.
And it happened when I ate one of the cheapest fucking hot dogs.
Is it the pink one?
That's pink? Not the cheapest hot dog.
Pink?
No, the Bar S and the fucking Brian's Jumbo Franks are the cheapest hot dogs.
Now, I will eat Red Hots still occasionally. The Red Hots are my fucking favorite.
But I can eat regular hot dogs. Like, you know, like an Oscar Mayer hot dog. But, like, when I go, like, super duper cheap, can't fucking eat them.
It's the butt. It's the butthole.
Yeah, I think it's whatever fucking, like, extra additive ingredient they put in it.
Johnny, so does the same effect if you ever lick a butthole? Does it do that too? Does it flam?
Someone who enjoys licking buttholes, I've never had that
problem. I've never had that problem. Okay.
That's a good thing. I would
see, to add that to the Thanksgiving offer, yeah. Motherfucking phone's gonna be ringing. You know what I'm saying?
They'll lick buttholes too.
Shit. Damn.
So, yeah. Isn't that guy that got pulled over for the sticker on the back of his window that says, I eat ass?
Yep.
What?
Because a cop found it offensive, and he's got children, and if his child read that, then that would just be way too offensive.
Well, those kids gotta grow up right too. You gotta know
that's okay. Yeah. Let's put it this way. That guy won thousands of dollars.
Man,
because he got actual arrested. They towed his truck, and
over
that is a First Amendment fucking right to have, because it don't show an act, and it's not actually explicit talking about an act of fucking pornographic. So
but there's somebody that's riding around Manchester that has a throat goat on the back window of their car.
Wow.
What? I think that, I don't know, I haven't seen that in a long time.
I've seen a picture of it somewhere.
Yeah, I seen the actual fucking car, the SUV.
So was it a woman driving? Please,
I don't know. I couldn't get, if I would have gotten next to it, I'd be like, can I find out?
Last night I was.
Right? Like, you gotta ask, right? Like, is it wrong to ask someone that if they have throat goat on the back of their window? Is it wrong to say, can I find out if that's true?
I know. I mean, I think.
I mean, is that inappropriate? Would that be stepping over a line?
It seems like they're.
Or would it be inappropriate? Yeah. Would it be inappropriate to say how much to experience a throat goat experience?
I would just pull up and say I call bullshit.
Yeah.
And then see if they would try to prove it.
Yeah. Can you prove?
But then you find out it's like a big old hungry dude.
So.
You gonna find out?
Hey man.
$20.
Well, I mean, you know my saying, if it's pretty, fuck it, there is no gay. So
I always heard that if your balls don't touch, it's not gay.
If the other dude's crying, it's not gay either.
Is that, yeah, I always just heard, like, if
that's
as long as your
rape.
Balls
is that right?
No, it's just your penis is so big.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons he could be crying. You know, he could have He could have just watched fucking Infinity War.
He could have just ate Menudo.
Or he could have. You could be throat goating him and he's crying because it's not big enough.
Yeah.
Post Menudo.
You can unplug it if you want to.
No, I can't.
But yeah. Don't unplug it yet. I want to watch
Don't unplug the lamp.
Hand job cabin. Here we go.
No, we're going to watch it off there.
Oh, okay.
Should we watch it on there?
No, no. We've already watched it on there.
All right.
But this was an interesting podcast.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, right?
Are we still podcasting?
Yeah.
It'd be super random.
But I guess that's all we got, y'all. We out.
Best episode ever.
Peace.
I agree.
Now it's time to say goodbye to the Basement Guys again. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality. Have a heaping helping of their hospitality, or that is, spooks and spells. Take your shirt off. Y'all come back now, you hear?